Welcome to our Heart Transplantation Procedure Guide. Over the next few minutes, we'll share information to help you prepare for a heart transplant. We'll also let you know what to expect both during and after the procedure. After you finish listening, please visit our website for more detailed information on heart transplantation, including illustrations of the heart. Let's begin with a description. Your heart is the hardest working muscle in the body. It beats about 115,000 times in a single day, pumping blood through blood vessels to body tissues. A heart that's able to pump adequately is absolutely necessary for health and for life itself. In a heart transplant, a severely diseased or damaged heart is surgically removed and replaced with a healthy one. Hearts used for transplantation come from people who agreed in life to donate their organs after death. So, why have a heart transplant? Most people referred to a heart transplant center have end-stage heart failure, also called congestive heart failure, or CHF for short. Heart failure occurs when your heart is weakened and can't pump blood sufficiently. Usually, people with end-stage heart failure are hospitalized several times as many treatments are tried. But when these therapies are exhausted, a heart transplant may be the only remaining option. There may be other reasons for your physician to recommend a heart transplant. What are some of the risks? As with any surgery, complications may occur. Potential risks associated with heart transplants may include infection, blood clots, bleeding, and breathing problems. Kidney failure and coronary artery disease may also develop as a complication related to anti-rejection medications. Rejection is a risk with a transplant procedure because the immune system reacts to the new organ as a foreign object. However, you'll be given medications that will help your immune system accept your new heart. There may be other risks depending on your specific medical condition. Be sure to discuss any concerns with your doctor prior to the procedure. What should you do to prepare for a heart transplant? To make sure you're a candidate for a heart transplant, you'll be evaluated by a transplant team. It will include your surgeon, cardiologist, nurses, social worker, a psychiatrist or psychologist, and others. Blood tests will help determine a good donor match. Other diagnostic tests will be performed to check your overall health status. You'll also receive several immunizations to help prevent infections. Once you've been accepted as a transplant candidate, you'll be placed on the United Network for Organ Sharing list. When a donor organ becomes available, you'll be notified by pager or phone and told to come to the hospital immediately. You should begin to fast as soon as you are notified that a heart has become available. Before the procedure, you'll have the opportunity to ask your doctor questions about the heart transplant. You'll be asked to sign a consent form that gives you permission to do the surgery. Read the form carefully and ask questions if something is not clear. You may receive a sedative prior to the procedure to help you relax. The area around the surgical site may be shaved. Based on your medical condition, your doctor may request other specific preparation. What can you expect during your heart transplant? You'll be asked to remove your clothing, jewelry, or other objects that may interfere with the procedure, and you'll be given a gown to wear. An intravenous line, or IV, will be started in your hand or arm before the procedure. This allows for the injection of medication and IV fluids as needed. Heart transplant surgery will be performed while you're under general anesthesia. Your heart rate, blood pressure, and blood oxygen level will be constantly monitored by an anesthesiologist. A catheter inserted into your bladder will drain urine, and a tube will be inserted through your mouth into your lungs and attached to a ventilator, which will breathe for you during the procedure. The skin over the surgical site will be cleansed with an antiseptic solution. Your doctor will make an incision down the center of the chest. Your sternum, or breastbone, will be separated to expose the heart. After the blood flow is diverted into a cardiopulmonary bypass machine, your diseased heart will be removed and replaced with the new donor heart. Then blood vessels will be reconnected. Blood circulating through the cardiopulmonary bypass machine will be returned to the heart, and tubes to the machine will be removed. Your new heart will receive a shock to start it beating. Temporary wires may be inserted into the heart and attached to a pacemaker during the initial recovery period. Your doctor will watch closely to make sure your new heart is functioning well. Next, the sternum will be closed with small wires, the skin will be closed with sutures or surgical staples, and a sterile bandage will be applied. Tubes inserted into your chest will drain blood and other fluids from around the heart. After the surgery, you'll be taken to the intensive care unit and monitored for several days. What do you need to do afterwards? You'll remain in the hospital for 7 to 14 days or longer while the status of your new heart and body functions are monitored. Your doctor will also make sure you're receiving the optimum dose of medications to prevent rejection of your new heart. Your activity will be gradually increased as you get out of bed and walk around for longer periods. And you'll begin to eat solid foods as tolerated. Your heart transplant team will teach you how to take care of yourself once you leave the hospital. At home, keep the surgical area clean and dry. Don't drive until your doctor says it's okay. Other activity restrictions may also apply. Follow-up doctor visits and tests will be scheduled frequently after returning home. And your rehabilitation program may continue for several months. Notify your doctor if you have fever or chills, redness, swelling, bleeding, or drainage from the incision site. Other symptoms to report include an increase in pain or difficulty breathing. Your doctor may give you additional or alternate instructions after the procedure, depending on your particular situation. Thank you for listening. We hope you found this description helpful. Please visit our website for more detailed information on heart transplantation and other heart health topics and procedures.